You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. It is Spooner Homecoming Week, and today is Thursday the 25th, and it's Denim Day. Spooner Homecoming Dress-Up Days is all denim, if you can. Starting at 10 o'clock at the Seven Winds Casino and Convention Center, are Honoring Our Strengths Resource Fair. The goal of this resource fair is to bring our community together, connect individuals with meaningful resources that promote health, wellness, disability support, and community services. Throughout the day, attendees can expect informational tables, light refreshments, and door prizes. Again, from 10 to 3:30 this afternoon, Honoring Our Strength Resource Fair at the Seven Winds Casino Center today. Engage Knitting at the library is happening from 10 until noon at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Join the fun whether you're a beginner or experienced knitter or just prefer a different craft and would like the camaraderie. For more information, call 715-634-2161. Encore Senior Potluck Luncheon being held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church starting at 11:30 until 12:30. This potluck luncheon is for those ages 65 plus. Join us at the Hayward Wesleyan Church Fireside Room for a time of fellowship, music, and fun. Happening every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11:30. If you have questions, call the church at 715-634-4613. Again, Encore Senior Potluck Luncheon from 11:30 until 12:30 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. A presentation on financial literacy entitled Estate Planning will be today at 2 o'clock until 3:30 at the Hayward Library. Presentations on financial literacy, an educational series of presentations from local professionals. Estate planning procedures will be presented by Tom Duffy of TJ Duffy Law Offices. To register, 715-634-2161 is recommended but not required. Again, 2 o'clock, come to the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward and hear a presentation about estate planning. And then if you stick around for 3:30 until 5 o'clock, there is another presentation about real estate, and this is put together by Matt Albrecht of Woodland Development. Again, presentations on financial literacy, this one on real estate, starting at 3:30 till 5 at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Check that out. If you're a business owner and a member of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, do you have an after 5 event starting at 5 o'clock at the American Marine in Hayward at 15643 County Road B in Hayward. There'll be a 50-50 raffle, and all proceeds go towards the public restrooms here in Hayward. Exciting door prizes, delicious food and refreshments, and don't miss the opportunity to network and connect with your business community. Again, after 5, only for the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce members, happening at American Marine in Hayward. The 33rd Annual Spaghetti Supper is put together by the Hayward Music Boosters. All proceeds will benefit the Hayward Community Schools. This will be happening Friday from 4 until 6:30 at the Hayward School Commons. Again, Spaghetti Supper, sponsored by the Hayward Music Boosters. Just before you have to head out to the football game, Friday, September 26th from 4 to 6:30, in the Hayward Commons, and tickets and information are available online. Sponsored by the Hayward Music Boosters, and all proceeds going to the community schools. Boys varsity soccer for Hayward will be at Barron starting at 5 o'clock. Boys varsity soccer for Spooner will be at Ashland High School at 5 o'clock. Girls varsity volleyball for Hayward Schools will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday at the Hayward Gymnasium against Ladysmith. And then the girls varsity match for Spooner Schools at 7 o'clock will be at the Cameron High School. So lots of sports happening there. September 26th at 4 o'clock at the Hayward High School track is Walk for Tomorrow, Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Walk, happening again September 26th at 4 o'clock at the Hayward High School track. And on Friday, starting at 4 o'clock, the Cable Area Chamber of Commerce 23rd Annual Cable Area Fall Festival will start and begin downtown Cable, transforming into a cozy, car-free haven bursting with autumn charms. The downtown streets will be closed and the leaves turn and the whole town comes alive for the Cable Area Fall Festival, a celebration of community, color, and crisp Northwoods air. Starting at 5 o'clock, music, food trucks, beer and wine tent, street games and fire pits will opening up. A pie-eating contest starts at 6 o'clock, and then music by the Whitecaps end off the evening at 7:30. Again, all of this happening downtown Cable, Wisconsin. All activities are at the Cable Area Chamber facility. And again, starting this off with the Cable Fall Festival. And then Saturday the 27th, Cable Fall Festival starts off at 8 and 9 o'clock with lots of activities. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We've got more with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North. Just to have you give a little break here, Joel and Gray duck in on this Thursday morning. Morning, Gray.
Ducks. You mentioned ducks. Now I'm thinking about ducks.
Ducks. We've got ducks on the pond when it comes to prizes. $200 in cash. Some gold jewelry today, qualifying you for the green and gold tickets on November 23rd. That was a bad transition, but
hey,
nonetheless.
You took it from weird to weirder.
The key word is fall here in the 7 a.m. hour. It's fall, F-A-L-L. Put that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. It's free. Then tap on Buzz of the North, WBZH, and just text us the word fall, F-A-L-L. You can get a few additional entries if you want to by signing up for the newsletter and, you know, asking questions, telling us your blood type, giving us your social security. No, not that stuff. But you can get a couple extra entries the first time if you do some other stuff. If you don't want to, just say no and we're all good.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I sold shoes, Joel. It was right when Hoka shoes came out, and I was like telling people, hey, these are really tough to explain. Just put them on, because otherwise it's going to sound like I'm lying to you. That's what it is with the Civic Media app. Like, it's no terms, conditions, no catches, no weirdness. Everything is happening right in front of you because everything is just you having radio right in your pocket, which our phones should do anyway, but that is not, I bet, the topic for today.
Yeah, in our newsletter, it's always nice to get information you can use in an email in our newsletters, all right? F-A-L-L, fall, is the keyword here in the 7 a.m. hour. Listen for more keywords through the day here on the Talk Network. Some really, I don't know, it was news that I got last week that just kind of made me pause for a second, stare into the stars. My eyes were up. I'm just like, when they announced that Publishers Clearinghouse had gone bankrupt. And I thought to myself, Ed McMahon, there's a piece of my youth me being older than you, Gray, there's a piece of my youth. Every year, Publishers Clearinghouse would send everybody, every single person in the United States and maybe beyond, got a Publishers Clearinghouse entry form, an envelope.
Do you ever try to sign up?
Well, there was always confusion because there was always one envelope in the Publishers Clearinghouse that said, no, I don't want to subscribe to a magazine, but please enter me anyway into the contest. And then there was another envelope that said, yes, I think it even had the word yes on it. Yes, I would like to subscribe to whatever. Here's my check. Here's what I want to order. And also enter me into the contest. Now, there was always this belief back then that when you sent the no envelope, that it went right into the Z file, that it just was trash, that you never got entered. Now, that was never confirmed by anyone, but the Publishers Clearinghouse was always one of those things like, do I really want to send this envelope back? Oh. Are they really going to enter me when I don't buy anything?
Well, I mean, so that was their business model.
Yes.
That was the whole point. My exposure to Publishers Clearinghouse came when, I think it was my dad decided to sign up. He's like, you know what? I decided to take a look. And it was after the process had converted from subscription service to, subscription or paper-based signups to online signups. And at that point, what you did is you clicked through what I would call a maze. It's basically, here's 300 things that you have to click on, around, or yeah, past to get to the point where you want to sign up. Mm-hmm. But you could shortcut all of this if you agree to this three or five. You know, if you say yes to these three or five things, we'll let you in sooner. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty shameless. So, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're getting a cut, I'm sure, from whatever services they let you try and avoid signing up for. Plus, of course, selling personal info. That's my assumption anyway. That's what everybody's doing now.
And Publishers Clearinghouse, also, the grand prize was, and you would wait for the commercial. Well, you wouldn't wait for the commercial, but you would anticipate the commercial on TV where they were supposedly going live to the front door of the winner, knocking on the door, and that was the commercial that they would present this person with. I don't even know how much money it was, $1 million. You got so much every single year for the rest of your life. Well, with the bankruptcy announced by Publishers Clearinghouse, anybody who was still on that every year payment, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
If you disagree with that, too bad, you agreed to it.
It was in the fine print.
Yeah, everything. Somewhere. It's always in the fine print. And so was the fact that you gave away your info. I mean, like, they got you. It's like gambling in Vegas. It's like, hey, you know you're only even allowed to do this because it's almost guaranteed you lose? Like, it's like, the system is not designed for you, but you could win $1 million. And so into it we throw ourselves.
Yeah, and there was some good deals on some magazine subscriptions and stuff inside of that Publishers Clearinghouse envelope. I mean, there were some good deals in
there.
And
there's light-up slippers in Sky Mall, Joe. You won't see me grabbing it up every time I pass by the newsstand. Do newsstands still exist? Is there a newsstand out there?
Yeah,
if you're listening from
cities,
a newsstand,
oh,
please.
I guarantee in New York, probably Chicago, there's probably newsstands. They might be outsourcing Wi-Fi with that too. But
I'm thinking newsstands are going to be more likely as a museum attraction than an actual functioning business anytime soon.
It was Publishers Clearinghouse was some of the earlier forms of gambling before it went big gambling. And I know you're not wagering anything, but you're entering for a chance to win. And some people felt that if you bought something, you might have a better chance of winning also. But this was back in the 70s, where if you wanted to go pull an arm on a slot machine, you had to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't anything around here.
Well, I mean, it begs the question, what even is a sweepstakes? Well, it's gambling in places where it's not legal to gamble. You know, it's like, how do you sell booze in a dry county? Do you have time? there's a lot of ways because yes, a lot of judges were interested.
It was a part of TV media culture back in the 70s, even into probably the mid-late 80s. The Ed McMahon commercials, Publishers Clearinghouse. And everybody often wondered, how are these people making money? You're selling subscriptions for $8.99 to Time Magazine for a whole year, and then you're giving away $1 million a year for the rest of somebody's life? Something doesn't add up here.
Well, and whenever they went to the door, they always found somebody not only perfectly dressed and wearing makeup, but also wearing a lapel microphone. And how perfectly coincidental is that? I'm guessing, Joel, that that's actually what the bankruptcy stems from, is a short supply of people who wake up in makeup and a hairdo. You know, like that's only those people ever won.
I thought you were going to say a short supply of lapel microphones.
No, no, those are actually, I'll tell you what, Google's trying to sell me 13 of them right now. They really think I need a lapel mic. I don't know why.
Hey, text us a keyword fall, F-A-L-L. That is a 7 a.m. keyword. We'd love for you to have a chance to win $200 in cash and some gold jewelry and be in for the green and gold tickets November 23rd when Minnesota, that purple team, and Green Bay clash at in Green Bay. So Civic Media app, free on the Android or iPhone. More to come a little bit later this hour. Joel and Gray will be back in. Pat Kreitlow's in next. It's 7:29 here on the Buzz of the Morning. Hey, Thursday morning, Joel and Gray here. Proud, honored to be a part of Pat Kreitlow's morning show here on the Buzz of the North. How are we doing this morning, Gray?
I am present.
You are present. Some days present is acceptable.
It's been this week. I don't know why. It's in the air. And I love fall, but I wonder if it's not like seasonal affective, just being like, hey, buddy, it's almost time.
It's a big swing. And you get up in the morning and you're convinced it's winter. Snow could fall at any point, and then by afternoon, you're mowing the lawn and just sweating your butt off.
You know what I'm going to do after this, Joel? I'm going to go get a vitamin D supplement. I'm thinking, like, you know what? If, like, one less hour of sunlight for me each day is doing this to me, let's try that. Let's try that as an angle of address.
It is. Sun starts to go down 6:37 or so. You can see the darkness starting to set in out there, and it's rather depressing. I love the 9 o'clock sunsets. They're wonderful.
Well, and even before daylight savings time hits this weekend the way it does, it still impresses me how dark it is driving in each morning, whereas we had a month there where there was daylight when I was leaving. You know, I leave for work at 5:30 a.m. at the latest. That was in sunlight for most of the summer, which I know I sound like a fool. He was up early for the first. Yeah, kind of. I didn't do a lot of that.
Well, we have some lot of fall festival events, of course, going on. This weekend, Cable will have their Fall Fest with events going on starting later in the day Friday with live music by Nick Kuka from 5 to 7:30. This is all at the in Cable with the Chamber of Commerce. A little beer and wine, of course. I always like the titles. I enjoy reading the descriptions of events like fall festivals because I always love to read the large bold print of when it describes the event. So at 5 o'clock on Friday, there's street games and fire pits. sounds like a Game of Thrones or something like that. That's what I was going for.
A lot of people getting hurt in my mind. I'm afraid. Like, I don't want that to be the case. We're in intrusive thoughts territory here.
I don't know if we're combining those.
No, exactly. That's my question. In several different forms, I'm asking that question and imagining when the answer is yes.
We can ask Andrew Rasmussen and Sons. They're the ones sponsoring the street games and fire pits, or both, together at last.
And or fire pits.
There's a pie eating contest. Now, this caught my eye. 6 o'clock Friday night in Cable, sponsored by Mogoshin Resort. I'm assuming they'll be made. I guess my first question, whether or not I'm going to participate in a pie eating contest is what kind of pie are we eating?
Certainly, right? But I don't think I've ever met a pie I didn't like.
Prune?
I've never met a prune pie, so.
I hope you did. You might like it, but it may not like you after a while.
I'm currently immune to that question. I'll let you know. If I come in with wide eyes one morning, just if you ask me what happened and all I say is prune pie, let that be the end of the conversation, okay? predictable results on that one. Pumpkin pecan pancakes, though. That's a phrase that exists on the thing we're looking at.
You looked ahead to Saturday morning, yeah.
I didn't mean to look ahead, Joel, but I was being beckoned to, like sirens on the rocks. Pumpkin pecan pancakes.
See, I'm not a big pecan fan. I would slide those over to my wife's plate, but I'll put a little whipped cream on top of that pumpkin pancake, and I'd be good.
Tell you what, Joel, can it for a second, because on Saturday, there's pumpkin pecan pancakes, and whether Joel likes them or not, they're going to be fantastic. Yes. That's the Cable Community Center, but that, like you mentioned, is all the way on Saturday. We got to tidy up what's going on Friday night yet.
Oh, too. Music by the Whitecaps Friday night, so that's sponsored by Norvado. So always a good Friday night, put the sweatshirt on and go out and break it down, whatever you need to do.
Back to the flapjacks.
Yes, bet. Saturday morning, 8 to 11, be in Cable for pumpkin pecan pancake breakfast. Oh, man. That does sound wonderful.
We've said it three different ways since we brought it up. We're going to have to deal with the consequences of that one.
Yes, the Youth Entrepreneur Market is Saturday also from 9 until 1. Classic Car Show. That's going on 9 to 2 on Saturday. That's sponsored by Don Johnson Auto Group and Seal Coat Specialties. Yellow Arts and Crafts. You can't have a fall festival, of course, without arts and crafts and occasional leaf floating into the scenery of whatever you have or whatever it may be. Live music by Sean and Ian, also on cable on Saturday. Good old-fashioned hayride, Saturday from 10 to 2. Something about, you know, you put the hay over here, you put the tractor over here, you put the flatbed over here, all three of them, not interested. You throw them all together, you get yourself a hayride.
I think it's just the memories. You know, it's one of those things that was so good. You know, hayrides only happened in the first place because work was being done, and that work isn't necessary for most of us to do anymore. But
right,
when
right.
the hayride survives, you know, I think that's like, it's like panning for gold. You shake out all the stuff you don't need anymore, and only those sweetest and most valuable things remain because they're what matters most. The hayride is, yeah, hayrides I don't think will go away long after trucks are obsolete. If we get to flying cars one day, there's going to be a leaded gasoline-powered truck somewhere running hayrides. It ain't going anywhere.
You always have to look, if you go on a hayride, the first thing you have to do, especially if you're elderly, is you have to eye up who's driving the tractor. All right? You have to eye that up to see what kind of a hayride and how firmly I'm going to have to hang on this hayride.
There are some things that are instant yeses from me, though. You know, that's an opportunity for, much like a bus driver, there's a lot of ways things can instantly look correct for me. So, like, if I'm sizing up my hayride tractor driver, dirty flannel shirt, with or without a hole in it, yeah, I'm on. I don't care what you got. I want it. I'll find out on the journey, and that's part of the fun. If there is a big old hole in it, like, I might even ask your name. I want to know what you're about, and off we go.
Yeah, the flannel shirt. If there's a hat, the hat has to be look at least 10 years old. It can't be a new hat. Got to be something that's been through something.
I want a man who's never Googled a thing in his life, let alone how to wash a hat. Like there's some signs that you know them when you see them.
They know how to drive a tractor. They know how to pull out smoothly, to ride the clutch and pull out smoothly. They know all that stuff.
They know how to do what matters, and heck, they know how to do what doesn't matter. They just don't do those things. By the way, cableforfun.com, cable the number 4 fun, cableforfun.com. That's the website for the cable chamber with the event schedule that we're looking at right now.
Fall Fest Friday and Saturday. Check it out in cable. Keyword for this hour, expiring in about 2 minutes, is fall, F-A-L-L. More with Pat Kreitlow here on the Buzz of the North on this Thursday morning on WBZH. It is 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. I'm talking today with Heather Ledzik of the Cable Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We're looking forward to fall.
Good.
And we're going to be talking about your fall festival coming up September 26th and the 27th right downtown Cable Area. Tell me all about it. How do things start off on the 26th, Friday night at 4 o'clock? What's going on?
Yes, this is our 23rd Fall Fest, and on Friday night we have a street dance, and so we have a big tent set up behind the chamber.
Okay.
We have live music. Nick Kuka will be, he's a local favorite, and he will be performing starting at 5 till 7, and then we have the Whitecaps playing until 10:30 that night, and the Whitecaps are just awesome. They play just about anything, and super, super fun. We had them last year, and people just loved them.
Yeah.
So we'll have food trucks. So we've got about 10 food trucks signed up right now. So there'll be a variety of carnival food that you can eat. We'll have a beer and wine tent. We'll have some street games and things to do. We'll have a pie eating contest. Ooh. And a bake sale.
What kind of pies?
The pie eating contest. You know, I haven't decided yet what the pies will be for the pie eating contest.
Is it the contestant choice?
Last year we had a variety.
Contestant choice on the pie?
Well, we did that last year, but I'm not sure that was fair because, you know, so I think we may have to just go with a standard pie. That is one of our new Friday night traditions. We're really excited. We'll have Angry Minnow beer, which everybody loves.
Yep.
We'll have a 50-50 raffle. And then, like I said, we'll have some events out on the street for fun. We'll have some fire pits and we'll probably have beer pong and cornhole, but
okay.
That is just our Friday night kickoff for Fall Fest.
Yep.
So we're hoping people can come and join us. We hope for good weather, of course, but,
yep.
You know, we're going rain or shine. That's for sure.
Everything continues then on Saturday, September 27th. What time does that open? Well, it looks like you start off with a pancake breakfast.
Yes, we do a pumpkin pecan pancake breakfast. That starts at 7:30, and that's at our Cable Community Center, which is just a couple blocks off of the main Dragon Cable.
Yeah.
The other festivities on Main Street and right in the center of town start at 9 a.m. We have our street craft vendors, artists, all sorts of things. Last year we had 85 vendors on the streets of Cable,
wow.
Which was just
yeah.
the biggest ever. And, you know, we've outgrown almost our space. We've got to get creative this year
sure.
on how we're going to arrange that. But we had, I think, 15 food vendors, and we had everything from candles to woodworkers to clothing to bake sales. And we even had one of our churches do a mother's booth where, or you could call it a parent's booth, where if you have a baby that needs to be changed and needs a little nap or to rest,
yes.
or mothers that need to feed their
mm-hmm.
children, they can go into this little quiet area and relax and have a place to sit.
What a good idea.
Yeah, that's been a really nice thing. So we also have a classic car show.
I mean, it's
cars, trucks, motorcycles. Yes, and we usually have about 70 to 80
wow.
participants.
Okay.
We have 10 categories. That is just really fun. We have a kids' choice where the kids get to vote on their favorite. That goes from 10 to 2. We also will have bounce houses. Bounce houses and kids' activities out on the lawn. We've got a giant New Holland inflatable tractor for them to slide on. We also have yeah. someone this year that's going to come and give hay rides, which will be really, really fun.
Sure. That'd be fun.
And of course, can't really forget the music that we'll have on Saturday. On Saturday, we start off the day with the world famous Sean and Ian,
yes.
everybody's favorite.
Yep.
Yes, Sean and Ian will be playing from 10 to 1, right at the chamber. And from 1 to 4, we have a band called The Whiskey Chase. And they are going to come for the afternoon of Saturday for Fall Fest.
Okay.
We're really, really excited to have them.
I see in here you have a youth entrepreneur market. Now, that's very interesting. What is that about?
Yeah, this was an idea that was brought to us by the Bayfield County Economic Development Corporation, and their former director, Cole Rabska, had seen this youth entrepreneur market when he was out west on a hunting trip. And basically what it is it gives kids that are not like established business owners, or they're just really interested, or they make a craft, or they make something that they think, you know, I think I would like to have my own business someday and
right.
sell a product. So they get a chance to have a free booth, and they get to sell and learn what it's like to be an entrepreneur
and
make their products and sell them. This is just for little kids. I mean, kids under the age of 16 who are just getting started in this field. So it gives them an opportunity to get their feet wet in the field. And see what it's all about to have their own business.
Very cool. Well, Heather, thank you for chatting with us. We're talking about the Cable Area Fall Festival coming up September 26th and the 27th. If you want more information about it, where can people go to find more information, Heather?
Well, you can go to our website, which is cable4 cableforfun.com. That's cableforfun.com. And right on the top right corner, you'll see a 23rd annual Cable Fall Fest countdown calendar. You can click on that, and we have all of our sponsors and the schedule of events and all the times and locations.
All right. Very cool. Well, Heather, thanks for chatting with me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.